With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Today's abortion case at the Supreme Court brought out protesters from both sides of the issue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
We will abolish abortion!
Abortion opponents and supporters gathered in front of the Supreme Court to voice their opinions.
Personally, I'm for bodily autonomy no matter what the issue is. I think any person has the right to do with their body as they choose.
This drug is not a safe drug, and if it was anything but an abortion pill, it would be taken off by the FDA.
Inside, justices heard arguments about the FDA's decision to make the abortion pill more accessible to women. Greg Clugston at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Also at SRNews.com, a container ship lost power and rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore early Tuesday, causing the Francis Scott Key Bridge to snap in a few places and plunge into the river below in a matter of seconds. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
The shocking spectacle captured on video and posted on social media, the crash happened long before the busy morning commute. Two people have been rescued. Officials say at least six people were still unaccounted for. All were believed to have been those working on the bridge when it collapsed. In the Mideast, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He blasted a UN Security Council resolution that called for a pause in the fighting, saying that it had emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow ahead 70 points, and the NASDAQ is up 57 points. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers get a big payday from a Washington institution.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to the latest research, nearly two-thirds of the abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up from 53% in 2020. Pro-life activists say abortifacients are being used to help women get around abortion bans in their states and represent a whole new front in the ongoing war for the life of unborn babies. This is SRN News. Thousands of Southern California hospitality workers ratifying a new contract with 34 hotels after repeated strikes since last summer.
Unite Here Local 11 says that workers won higher pay and increased employer contributions to pensions. They also won fair workload guarantees, among other provisions of a contract that received 98% approval. Room attendants, cooks, and other non-tipped workers will receive wage hikes of $10 an hour over the term of the contract. That represents a 40 to 50% increase. The union is still working on contracts for an additional 30 other hotels. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Egg prices at near historic highs. One major culprit is avian flu. In 2022 alone, more than 131 million poultry worldwide died or were culled on farms affected by the disease. Inflation also impacting egg prices. More details at SRNnews.com.